All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, April 24th of 2025, and looking ahead here, we had a four-game early main slate for MLB. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. That slate is still in progress right now. We have a three-game MLB night slate. We have a three-game NBA main slate and a four-game NHL main slate. So plenty of DFS action coming at you all day long. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right, we did have a number of questions come in before the show today, which is always a great thing, so why don't we get SaberSim up here and jump right into questions? So, got SaberSim up, got this night slate queued up for tonight. Pretty late here. No games around kind of normal time. First game on the night slate is 9:30 p.m. Eastern, so pretty interesting there. But either way, first question from Dimitri. Looking at the method tab, what's the difference between unique rank, and unique random, and when do I / should I use them? Okay, good question here. So first off, why don't we run a build? So we definitely need to get into the post build to talk about this. So we'll just build 500 lineups for the MLB slate here. Not going to do anything special. Just need something to kind of work with here. So let's kick this off. All right. Lineups are building and lineups are loading. Cool. So we're in the post build. What we are talking about, right, is two ways to see this. One, you don't see it right now, right? Well, that's because my lineup table is shrunk. If I bring this out, it becomes visible. We're talking about this unique rank method section here. If you have the panel closed, it is available in this three-dot option on the right. You can still see it here. So just in case you guys didn't know, you're looking at it and it looks different from what you're seeing on the screen. Probably just like a screen thing. You know, drag this out or shrink it or access it however you can. Okay. So, but what we're talking about either way is this method section. Now, there are three options here: rank, unique rank, and unique random. All right. So, first thing is that unique random is only available in direct fill. In autofill, you are going to have rank and unique rank only. So, unique random is like special to direct fill only. Okay. Now, the difference here, all right, let's imagine that we have three 20 max contests, okay? So if I have three 20 max contests, if I use rank fill, what the builder is going to do is it's going to use the same 20 lineups in all three contests, okay? Now, even if I come in here and manually change the lineups box to, say, 60, right? Let's say I come in here and I put it to 60. The builder is still going to use only lineups 1 through 20, and it's going to use it three times if rank is chosen. So what it does is for every contest that it fills, it starts over at lineup 1. So it'll go lineup contest 1 gets lineups 1 through however many entries you have. And then we said 320 maxes. Okay, 1 through 20 go into contest 1. For contest 2, it restarts at 1, goes 1 through 20. Third contest, it restarts, goes 1 through 20. Now, if you had a 3 max in there, it would enter lineups 1 through 3. And then it would, you know, start over, right? So every contest is starting at rank 1, okay? Rank allows a lineup to be used in more than one contest, okay? So that's option 1. Now, second option is unique rank. What unique rank does is it makes sure that every lineup gets used at least once before duplicating lineups. And what will also happen is it will try to give you a unique lineup for every unique entry that you have. So one thing that we didn't talk about is when you switch between these, you know, if I have, say, 320 maxes, when I switch to rank, what the builder does is it looks at the most entries you have in any contest, and then it switches your lineups to that number. So when I click rank and it sees, hey, there's 320 maxes, the most entries in any of these contests is 20. So let's set this number automatically to 20. When I go to unique rank, what it'll do, it'll say, hey, we have three contests. All of them have 20 entries. Let's set this to 60. So what it's doing with unique rank is it's trying to give you a different lineup for every entry that you have. Okay. So automatically, if I have 60 entries, it's going to try and give me 60 different lineups. This is the unique part. None of the lineups are being used more than once. And then that's the unique set part. And then the rank part, well, however the contests are ordered in this dropdown, in this, it'll say save the contest if you have a file uploaded, but you click this dropdown, however the contests are ordered, that's how it's going to put the lineups into the contest. So contest one, the highest listed contest, will get lineups 1 through 20. Second contest will get lineups 21 through 40. Third contest will get lineups 41 through 60. So this unique option will not start over at the top, and it will continue on down the list until all the lineups are used again. And then if any lineups, if you have more entries for some reason, right, maybe you have 60 entries and you put this to 50 lineups, it will circle back to the top, use lineups 1 through 10 one more time since it ran out of lineups, okay? Last one to talk about, unique random. So unique random and unique rank are very, very similar in the sense that it's going to give you 60 lineups for 60 entries. The difference here is that the way that they go into the contests isn't linear, right? It's not going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Contest one will get a random, hence unique random, 20 lineups from the 60. It could be any combination of 20. And then the second contest gets another random set of 20. The third gets another random set of 20. It will not duplicate lineups still. It will still make sure each lineup is used one time, but contest one could have, you know, 2, 7, 22, 36, you know, 41, right? Just any random combination of lineups from your 60. So those are the differences between the three here. And I hope that provides some clarification. If you're looking for more information on this, if you go to the top right corner menu, you go to help. You go to SaberSim tutorials. We have this video, autofill, direct fill, and fill methods. This will also explain what I just went over here. So I will drop that here in the chat if anybody wants to check that out. But we pretty much covered most of it here. So if there's any follow-up, please let me know. All right. Good question there. Next question. Should I be building my 150 max, 20 max, and single entries separately in autofill because of entrance size, or be grouping them together? I see the metrics are off when building by direct fill and then autofill. Okay, so it is fine. We actually recommend building them all together. And the reason we recommend building them all together is because the sliders here are set based on the number of games on the slate. Now, any lineup differentiation between contests occurs through your sorting metric, which in this case is SaberScore, right? SaberScore is going to determine what lineups are best for which sized contests. So the lineup creation is all the same based on slate size. And then what lineups are best for which contest comes down to the SaberScore, right? So the big thing here is if you're using autofill, to set your contests to the specific Saber score that matches the number of entries in the contest that you're playing. So where you would do that, right? If we come into this autofill demo here, let's let this render. So here, right? So up at the top, you have a master sort. This will change all of your contests at the same time. But then what you want to do is come in here and use the rank by column and switch this as needed, because you're going to pick one Saber score, right? So maybe your default Saber score is Saber score 10K to 50K entries. Okay, so that works for all the contests that have 10K to 50K. But any of the contests that have more than 50K, that have 1K to 10K, that are 100 to 1K, right? All the different Saber scores, you're going to want to go in and switch those specific contests. So you want to do that in the rank by column. So what I recommend is if you right-click on any of these column headers, you can add columns. I recommend adding in the contest size. It'll take the contest size from your contests in your contest tab and then put them into this table for easy reference. And then you just go in and you switch all the Saber scores as needed, and then you save it. So the big thing for single entry, 3 max, 20 max, 150 max, doesn't matter. The big thing is the contest sizing and getting the matching Saber score and then saving altogether. So that's what I'd recommend on that front. All right. Good stuff there. Next question. When the builder is choosing an optimal lineup for one of my 5,000 lineups, is it really picking the best possible lineup from that set of simulations, the lineup that scored the highest out of all possible valid lineups, or does it take any shortcuts? Okay, good question. So the way this works, right? Let's say we have 3-game slate tonight. Okay, so let me go and look at the sliders, right? Correlations at 6, sim diversity is at 9. The sim diversity controls how many sims are used when we go to build your lineups, okay? Easiest way to think about this, 0 is all the sims. So this is the average projection. 10 is one sim of each game on the slate. And then everything in between is a scale, right? You go from one sim to more sims to more, 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 all the way until you get to all sims, okay? Now, when this is at 9, let's say that we're taking 5 sims of each game on the slate and playing those out. Well, first thing that happens is we use the average. So an example, right? Let's say Jacob deGrom scores 20, 25, 30, 35, and 40, right? Well, the average there ends up being 30. So that's the number he gets when we go to grade the players in that slate simulation. Now, the other important part that gets taken into account here is the correlation slider. Amplify positive and negative correlations between players. So let's see if we can pull someone up here. Might have to hard refresh. Let's try it. Give the builder a little once over. And we're just waiting for this to load again. All right, let's see if this works. Let's let the lineups come in. Let's see if we can click on DeGrom. Okay, cool. So we click on DeGrom, right? Now we can see all of his correlations. So what the correlation slider does is it amplifies the positive correlations, and then it also amplifies the negative correlations, right? It pushes the negative correlated players farther apart, and then it pulls the positively correlated players closer together, okay? So when you say, like, is the lineup, is it really picking the best possible lineup from all of the simulations? It's not picking the best possible lineup because correlation's being applied, right? If it was just pulling the highest possible lineup, then you would probably have less stacks if correlation was at zero, which would be like the raw, you know, optimals there. So with correlation on, it's going to impact that. But the important thing to remember, right, is that you don't really need optimal lineups, especially to win MLB contests. You know, you're trying to find the winning lineup, right? So this is why we're okay with that. This is also why we don't build on, you know, 0-10 correlation or correlation in sim diversity sliders. You know, you're going to see, whenever you see 0-10 sliders, those are true optimals. You know, what you see for NFL Showdown, what you see for NASCAR, right? What you see for like some of these other sports, those are, you know, as optimal as it can get. But once correlation starts to come up, then, you know, this has an impact on the lineups that you get. And for good reason, right? You know, getting back to the whole optimal lineup versus winning lineup thing, you know, somebody explained this to me like a long time ago, and they were like, if you're in second place and first place has 150 points and you have 149, and let's say first place is worth 100K, let's say second place is worth 25K. Going from 149 to 151, those 2 points are worth $75,000 to you, right? But if you go from 151 to 152 to 153 to 154, however many points you want to go higher, all of those points are actually worth $0 to you. And it is easier to score less points than it is to score more points. So the idea is like there is only like one optimal lineup, right? But there are a number of winning lineups that you can find that ultimately end up winning the same amount of money, right? So you don't need to have the highest scoring lineup possible. I know you didn't ask that, but I'm just kind of pointing it out. It's kind of a nice, you know, adjacent thing to think about with regard to this question. You know, for baseball, you know, we're trying to find winning lineups. And I think that's a important distinction and something to remember. All right. Another good question there. Keeping it rolling. For MLB, what does stacks mean, such as 5-2 stacks, and how does it play when it comes to strategy? Okay, good question. So stacks, like this lineup here, right, that we're looking at, this top lineup here is a 5-3 stack. What that means is that it has 5 players from one team and 3 players from another team. So here it has 3 hitters from Texas, and then it has 5 hitters from the Angels. Now, the way we define stacks is they do not include pitchers. So you'll notice that this lineup actually includes DeGrom, which is the pitcher for the 3 stack, and Tyler Anderson, who is the pitcher for the 5 stack. So if you're looking at this at actual team, it's like a 6-4, but we only define stacks based on hitters alone. So this is considered a 5-3 stack. Now, a 5-2 stack would have 2 Texas and then 1 one-off hitter from some other team. So that's what stacks means. Correlation and stacking are very, very important in baseball. And the reason for that is because every time a runner gets on, it is an additional at bat for somebody else in the lineup, right? And then if you look at the scoring in MLB, you get points for runs, you get points for RBIs. Okay, well, in order to score a run, you need to be on base and somebody else on your team needs to hit you in, right? So not only are you getting 2 points for scoring, somebody else on your team is getting an RBI, somebody else on your team possibly getting a hit, right? So they are accruing points while the runner's accruing points. And then, you know, and in order to get an RBI, you know, somebody else on your team needs to be on base, right? So additional at bats, you get this compounding effect of runs, RBIs, additional at bats, and then you just go. And this is why stacking in baseball is very, very important. SaberSim is going to give you a lot of stacks. out of the gate without you needing to do anything. You know, if you just run a default build, which we did here, and we go over to stack exposures, you know, you see our top stacks here, right, in our 60 lineups, 5-2s, 5-3s, 4-3s, 4-2s, 4-2-2, 4-4, 3-3-2, and a 5-stack, right? So 4 and 5-man stacks are more common. You know, you will see some 3-man stacks sneak in there. I think it's okay, you know, to let them get into your lineups as, you know, they show up in the sims and as the builder determines that they are worthy of playing. So you're going to see a lot of big stacks, but that is ultimately a good thing in MLB DFS. It's also a good thing in NHL, like line stacking and things like that. There's some correlation in NFL. Stacks are usually a little bit smaller. You'll see like quarterback and a wide receiver, quarterback and 2 wide receivers, you know, wide receivers and opposing wide receivers if it's like a shootout kind of situation. So there's a number of different ways, but correlation, super, super important. We think our correlation is very, very good because of our play-by-play sim, right? We are playing the games out, you know, play-by-play, at bat-by-bat, and getting a very good sense for how players correlate to one another and not applying like a blanket correlation across the board, right? So different teams will have different correlations, and it all kind of gets worked out in our models, which our team works very, very hard on. All right. Good stuff there. I think we are all caught up with questions here in both the YouTube chat and the Discord. Talk through this build here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.